Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Moore! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Hi there, and how you be? As my friend Summers would say, he's off tonight. He's at Niagara Falls. He'll be back on Monday. mean Connor Green. And my friend Paul Rosenberg on the other side. On this Friday night in New York, February the 7th. Cold and windy out there, but we have not had winter, so... So far, so good, and the next week doesn't look like any winter is going to jump into us on any significant level, and next thing you know, you're mid-February, and you haven't really had winter yet, and you're starting to think about, obviously, spring training. We'll have Yankee baseball on for you 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow, Yankee baseball on a Saturday afternoon. I'll be on after the game. We'll break it down for you. How did number 81 do? You know, it'll be one of those. So we look forward to baseball, obviously, and we should in this market because we have players. You know, unlike the teams that we're watching now where we don't have many players, we have players in baseball. So there is some drama there, and there's some excitement there, and thank God, because it has been a long winter of discontent. I don't know what discontent is in right now, man. I'm just sort of burned out. I don't know about the rest of you, and I understand that it's... I also sat in traffic all day, so that wasn't pleasant either. But I'm just burned out, man. I'm burned out. Everybody's angry. You know, the whole Dolan Wilpon week, which I don't want to get into the details of, because who cares? We're stuck in the same position we've been in. And does it really matter? You know what happens when you break this stuff down? It means you got nothing else to talk about. It means your teams aren't any good. So let's go behind the scenes with Steve Cohen and Fred and Jeff and figure out what went wrong. Who cares what went wrong? It's not our job. We're fans. So it's a drag, man. It's a drag. And it's a drag being right. You know what? Like people call me, oh, you're too negative. You're too negative. Well, give me something. You know, I mean, God, it's been so long for the Knicks. It's almost like they're not here. It's almost like they're not here. And we've been saying there's no hope. And guess what? There's no hope. And it isn't the fault of the people bringing you the bad news. Don't shoot the messenger. I get it. It's a drag to be negative all the time. We're negative politically. The winning team is unhappy politically. The losing team is unhappy. Everybody's unhappy. That was a big thing this week, obviously. That casts a pall over everything. You could say, oh, it's a sports talk show. I don't want to talk about politics. I get it. But let's not pretend that your overall mood, when everything around this market is negative sports-wise, isn't also affected by the daily angst of living here now in the midst of anger on both sides. And then you get, you know, a little bit of hope and they pull it away. You know, it's like... Lucy pulling the football from Charlie Brown. Over and over and over again, you're hoping that something will happen. Finally, oh, the Wilpons are going to sell. There is a God. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And it all falls apart. It doesn't matter why, because why doesn't change anything. It's not like you can prevent it the next time. I need to know why. Well, why do you need to know why? How's it going to change your life? Rich guys decided to be jerks to each other, you know, because they can. You know, most of the stuff that happens is because it can. All this anger about the Mookie Betts trade, all this anger about whether the Astros were properly penalized and you know, they stole our championship and they stole our opportunity. All of them are accurate. Like, everything is fine. Like, you're telling the truth, but it isn't fun. There's no fun here. When we were kids and became sports fans, it was supposed to be fun. Like, the Super Bowl was fun. I mean, obviously, when you have money on it, it's different. I didn't this time around, so it was all good for me. I picked the wrong team, so I'm glad I didn't have any money on it. I didn't think that the magic could last, and at whatever, 20-10, I was looking pretty good, but the game is four quarters. I just didn't think the magic could last. I didn't pick against the Chiefs. I picked against the fact that no one plays that well that often. Something always goes wrong. But for Patrick Mahomes and for them, they got behind by 10 points or more in three straight games and won all three. You know, you'd be waiting a long time for the next time a Super Bowl champion is behind by 10 points in all three of its playoff games. You'll be waiting a long time. But that is what sports is supposed to be. That's supposed to be the fun part. The unpredictability, the great plays. Did you see that? Wow, what a play, what a catch. I'm sure most of you that are interested saw the 10-minute NFL Films breakdown of the 3rd and 15 play. That's what it's supposed to be about. That's what we're supposed to spend our time talking about. Plays, players, coaches, doing good things like Andy Reid, doing bad things, making poor decisions, making good ones. That's what it's supposed to be about. But we don't get that. We get Dolan and Wilpon and Johnson and Mara. And indecision and stupidity and decisions that can't even be defended. That can't even be defended. How Mike Maccagnan was treated and what the Jets did with Maccagnan cannot be defended. Not today, not tomorrow, not Groundhog's Day. It can't ever be defended. The Knicks being where they are right now, after however many untold years of being where they are, cannot be defended. The Heat have nothing in their 20 games over 500. They have Jimmy Butler and a bunch of guys trying hard. I mean, we really did hit the jackpot here, folks. We really did. But it is not the fault of the messenger. It just isn't. Because whether the messenger was here telling you all these bad things or not, unlike politics, we keep score here. There's a record. It's in the paper. You can look it up. You can see where the Giants finished, where the Jets finished, where they were in offense, where they were in defense. Statistics all over the place. You know where the Rangers are. You know where the Knicks are. You know where the Nets are. You know where the Devils are. And you know even where the Islanders are, who have struggled in recent times. Look like they're getting it back together. But this isn't opinion. These teams aren't bad because you guys keep saying how bad they are. No. That's not why they're bad. We're telling you what we see. And it's, you know, I mean, there's a reason people are really into baseball and looking forward to coming back. Because they gave us what we call, you may remember these, sports memories. Pete Alonso, Jacob deGrom, McNeil, Mike Tauchman, Gio Urshela, Andujar the year before that, Aaron Judge. They gave us performance, which is why we came. We didn't come to talk about Dolan and Wilpon. That's not what we were talking about at 8 years old. We didn't light the fire, light the fuse with discussions about backroom, back office, BS, and incompetence. The fuse was lit with players. And it's exhausting to go through this over and over and over again because no one will come and bail us out. No one will come and bail us out. You want to put light at the end of these tunnels? God bless you. There is no light at the end of the Jets tunnel. None. None. Sam Darnold or not, there's no light at the end of that tunnel. Until they put it there. The Giant defense is awful and is going to take an awful lot to bring it back to respectability. And they're a work in progress. I have a little more faith in how they're going about things, but I'm not exactly planning the parade. And the rest of them are just spinning their wheels. So it's a tough time. You know, you go through these. I mean, you go through these. It just seems to be a little elongated, doesn't it? It seems to be a little bit like, okay, we paid our price. We get it. Cities and teams and fans of teams, they pay a price after a while. Not everything goes great all the time. Looks like the Red Sox might have a little lull now. You know, it happens. Cubs thought they were building something when they won the World Series. It's been hard times since then. Nationals finally got paid off. So you go through some times. But it doesn't seem right now that there's any way out. How do the Knicks get out? How do they get out? We're talking about who coaches them? Could there be anything less relevant than who coaches them? They have no players. I'm worried about who the coach is going to be. So we will look forward to baseball. And if you do have answers or you do have hope, or if I'm missing something here, please help me out. Help a brother out. Help a brother out on this windy, cold February night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.